Blog Talk Radio.
The other day, I walked through the mountains in my mind. I trekked over the heights, and I slid into the valleys, and I tepidly walked into a cave. Braving the shrill of bats in the field of sliminess, from both the multi and the no-legged varieties, and for my efforts, I emerged wiser. I walked down to my shore, to wash myself in a bluer-than-blue sea. Inhaling of this beauty, I dove into the waters and searched the depths for long-lost treasure, not easily brought up, even when found. But at the end of this trial, I managed to pull another chest back to my cave. Next, I went to my woods, where I pulled my machete and started chopping through the vegetation of wilderness unkept, hacking and slashing until I reached the clearing, where I sat at the stump of the great fallen cedar. I sat there and I stared into the eyes of a bear, an eagle, and a rat for hours, while being jeered at by a hyena and a jellyfish. I grew weary of this game, so I left to walk poolside of one of my many oases of refreshment, taking in its delights of food, drink, love, and procrastination. Full, I closed my eyes, and another day walked by, just for me to awaken, plummeting from a towering cumulonimbus that looked like Everest only in the sky. I'm falling, falling, falling. But I am not afraid, because I see a sea of cool night sand rushing up to meet me. I also see a table, an umbrella, a chair, and 1 liter of water, of which I did not partake, because I knew this was a trap. So I sat there in the chair at this table with a cloth canopy for cover, and I stared, scanning the distance, as the horizon's edge started to glow from the sun, and its radiant effects have already started licking the water from my body, trying to find a way to dry my will and my bones. I know that if I walk my line straight, straight as an arrow right towards the heart of the sun, I might just live. And this is all I remember of this day. Exhausted and roasted, I walk to the edge of this oven to plant my face in a cool meadow of tall grass, being refreshed by the giant drops of dew. And the dew reflects the moon's light, glowing the way to quench my thirst. And like an animal, I lapped, and the water burned so good, searing my swollen tongue. It felt like razor blades as the water cut pathways through my collapsed throat, and I could feel my healing commence, being serenaded by the animals of the night, for they saw me from far off when the feet were dredging through white-hot sands, heated by the big ball of fire until I was driven mad, walking in circles like a man drunk from cheap wines, because self-fermentation is the only help heat offers to dying men. A large drink from a cup of madness, the madness to not understand that a man is near his end. But I lay here, breathing, cooling, and rejuvenating in this meadow, having survived all these trials, but now I must become conscious to live. And I attest that all the things said in this poem are true, because this poem was an inception of my mind. Poem.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough.
I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes, to spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things. Strings, those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Every morning when I open up my eyes, to dream of you. I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes, to spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love out loud to you. Releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens. Dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
A little spice never hurt, right? We all claim we can cook. Wondering why I allowed myself to return to you yet again. Because I am empty on the inside, lacking nourishment. But you're the hand that stirs your spoon, mixing my emotions. No encouragement to leave, because when I do, you make promises you do not intend to keep. And though my disappointment recognize what you got, girl undone.
Ridgemont Road, 64, 14th Ridgemont Road. It was a quaint little corner I used to roam to and fro. See, Mama used to flare her hands with a Jedi stance and blow. She was like a storm. Thunder would flash when her tongue would go, so I ran as fast as my little feet could go. And I would run. So many sounds would touch me as I traveled to and fro. Scents would hug my hips and douse me with dreary, since I would be so hungry, hungry for many things. Enticed by the dance that would occur between Sylvia and Ronald on Wicker Street. They would barely speak, just run hands down the thigh meat, place their wings on each other like angels. They were so immaculate with their sincerity. Her deep chocolate would wrap around his tall, toffee physique. I was enamored by their dance. So delicate and divine with her feet, so sturdy and muscular his hide. And they would collide on the withering side of Wicker Street. To and fro, my tender feet would graze the concrete. And I would pass by the Boricuas, or as they would say, Boricuas, Tatiana and Abel with the fleet. The Rodriguez family on Staten Road, they had their own rhythm. Their song was laughter and colloquial banter, slapping dominoes on mahogany. They wore with warmth on their tongues their coliform seeds, growing cilantro and rosy-cheeked babies. And I would peek my head, coiled to perfection, seeking their elder son, Gabriel. Gabriel, who won my little fragile heart. It would morph into butterflies when he would smile. Teeth so bright it reflected starlight. His dimples emerged like craters on the moon. His sweat from roughhousing was like perfume. And a year sometime, maybe during the month of June, when summer's plumes were steady to bloom, he kissed me like a pollen to bees. He kissed me like soil to earth. He kissed me like sap to trees, and we were one, and we were the cool to breathe. I miss him. Loud as the sound of thunder striking oak, their music on Staten was no joke. To and fro, my little feet turned demure. My toothless smile matured, and instead of dodging Mama's chatter, I walk with depth in my stride. And education was my motivation, and I wore it dang near with pride. See, I left 6414 Bridgemont Road, yet its smell, sound, sashay, dive, simmer sweet, sentimental cheats never, ever left me. I can still hear its rhythm. Can you? Thank you. there is a need to be silent. You've got me sounding like espresso, anxiously expressing with more fullness than I expected to. My hesitance upended as forethought is poured over everything I've said to you. We drink our coffee and pretend not to look at each other. A little foam the color of silence wants to cling to my lips, but I lick them, tasting honesty and ink, this poet's eventual hello. I call it sweet. Essentially Johnny. I hear my excitement. I recognize its cadence, how it feels like quickened breaths dancing across ivory keys. And as closed off as I may seem, that isn't really me. I'm almost free enough to tumble forward a little too carelessly. I just hear my missteps, sounding like an occasional B-flat. And I'm at odds with the elephant in the room. You have my attention, but I've questioned the soundness of my decision. I feel myself falter, knowing that we need to talk about this and actually address it. I'm hesitant. My excitement is notably checked, and the pounding I now feel in my chest is fear, a recurrence that I once again somehow will resist. I resist the peace I find in silence. Will you hear me? We listen, and the blending of our voices and conversation still has my heart racing, but this is just different. This is different. I hear my excitement. I recognize that I actually get to dance across those white keys and whatever the state is of my being. Acceptance doesn't insist on silencing hesitance nor dampening another's power. It doesn't highlight mistakes. Instead, we chose a composition that highlighted us. We just needed to address the elephant in the room. Essentially, Johnny.
Tina with a G. Really, G.
I am here, just today. You know what I was doing.
No. No.
Oh,
how you doing?
Man? I will come in without being muted previously and organically be in the space doing what I need to do on time in real time without the mutation. Woo! But then it wouldn't be me, so everybody would think it was an imposter, and I got body snatched. I am doing well. I love Saturday.
Oh, man. This thing that we have going with the poets and them bringing their work in, I didn't know it was a thing that was needed, Gina, until, you know, we sat down and we discussed it, and it sounded like it was, you know, something to do. But as the momentum started building for this, I didn't know that this was something that was needed in the way it's needed.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful. I think that sometimes when you love poetry like we do, and not all the tracks, some are a cappella, not all, all the tracks are set to music. You want to hear poetry. You want to be immersed in it. And it doesn't have to be your pen, and it doesn't have to be your voice. It just has to be poetry. So this is a good mesh. It is a good fit. It's, I think it's a necessity.
All right. Shoot. You know, as far as all this goes, I actually, my shock is covered up by my dismay that you know that the poets are actually out here feeling this way. You know, music in the mainstream. You know, we can't get into our cars without music playing, but poetry has not been getting that type of rotation. I don't think that we know our value as poets. I know there's some of us out here that are listening right now that know exactly what their value is, but we as poets, we don't know what our value is. A person can sing and they go into a bar, they expect to get a certain amount. The people that are there, they expect to pay those people a certain amount. When they start talking poetry, though, they don't start trying to figure out how much they're going to pay. They try to figure out how much they're not going to have to pay. Gina?
That just like we have songs on our playlist that we listen to day in and day out. You know, we have different music we clean the house to, different music that we wash the car to, different music that we cook while it's in the background. We listen to different songs when there are different people around. You know, I don't listen to trap music around my parents or my grandchildren, but every now and then, you know, the beat will catch me up. But what I do know is that lyrics are lyrics, and spoken word is lyrical artistry. And even if you can't sing like me, which I wish I could, you still can be played in heavy rotation. And I think that that would be a good goal for us as spoken word artists, to see that poetry is mainstream, just like the music that we hear every day.
Yeah, you know, we've been, it's been some smatterings of the movement catching on, but I think we need to go ahead and solidify this here tonight as far as, you know, poets deserve the right to be heard the same way that music does. We don't have to feel like that just because we did a dope, dope piece yesterday, that piece is already passe. But one thing that has done, it's kept us sharp as knives. And right now, this poetry stuff is like the Wild West, y'all. Nobody has it sold up. There are no A&Rs for poets and all the rest of that type of stuff. Not that we need all that other stuff. We've seen the mistakes that they made. We've seen the mistakes that the people that we enjoyed listening to, we've seen those mistakes they made when they got fleeced for their money. We need to go ahead and take a stand for what we do. All of us need to make it up in our mind, no matter what level we want to take it to. We need to take a stand. And we're going to start taking a stand tonight by playing y'all music and people hearing y'all over the airwaves. Y'all hearing y'all selves over the airwaves. I jumped off my soapbox.
No. I think we need to stay on it. I'm standing right next to you. I feel like that's essential. And I also feel like if we have that kind of support, a lot of times I hear songs playing in the background in a jingle or for a business or a restaurant that I have been to or would go to, or even if I haven't been there in a while, like I love Home Goods, and they got an old song playing in the background that I remember distinctly. You know, when it was out, I remember, you know, in the summer skating to it. I remember, you know what I'm saying, it playing at the school dances. And then I hear these songs and I say to myself, huh, what if our tracks were just as well known as these? Because we may not all be singers and rappers, but we're all lyricists. And, I see that in our future. So let's just pave the way and make it happen.
All right. Let's get out there with the ooh, yeah.
Absolutely. I know we got callers lined up around the block because I'm getting real-time text messages.
Block.
Look, they're telling me, they're like, I'm sorry for bothering you. I know you're on the air. But I just had a question, and all the questions are necessary and they're poignant. A couple of questions, and one in particular that I just got from a poet says, if it's from YouTube, is it okay? Okay, if it's from YouTube and it's sent in the email to myself or Jay, it needs to be formatted as an MP3. We also need it to be a clean copy. And by clean copy, I mean if there's music to the track, that's fine. But if it's not copywritten or it's yours or you don't have permission to use said music, it's better that you don't. Not only that, but we also need to be very mindful of if it's a clip from another broadcast, we'd like it without the commentary from the host or the feedback from the host, just you in the body, the meat and potatoes of the track. Did I cover all the bases, Jay?
Yeah, I think you did. But, you know, I ain't with the, you know, those different regulatory committees. I don't know where you got that from. As far as I know, you're just a brilliant artist, and we could be able to keep it at that, you know what I mean, on a purely on a first-name basis.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We got actual folks in here. We don't have to beg for folks to raise their hand. We have actual folks in
they
here.
They understood the assignment. Absolutely. I think we should get a couple of them in and see what they're thinking and see what they think that we could do additionally to make this a better experience for our listeners.
There's one guy that we have in the queue right now. I know he know about things on how to make things better. He's been running around here making things better. And he's been making things better in the way that we're doing things tonight. Do I need to drop any more clues about who the next guy is?
I'm pretty sure I know.
All right. I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and get a little bit of music first. The reason why I said we were not going to pair your music with your presence on here, because we may have already played your music by the time you get up in here. But for this first person, this is pretty much like a crapshoot. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute this person. This person can go ahead and just sit back and listen, because I want to play this track right here. And then we will talk to that person. How does that sound to you, Gina?
It works. Let's go.
Let's get it.
This is what I've given in return for your manipulative bullshitness. Money, wasted time on you, my body, my energy. Attention. Service without asking for your requital, while you stayed at home drunk on St. Ives and Old English 800, 40 ounces a day and in dough, made you 175 pounds, 40 more than when I met you in that club where you shined amongst those in the strobe black crowd. You tried to make me a father figure to your badass untrained children. You calling party lines, running the bills, and letting my stuff get sold by your crackhead family while I was working the shift, trying to hook you up, finding out you've been screwing a man behind my back after I attended my grandfather's funeral down south. You made me so mad I went and screwed my soon-to-be ex out of revenge and retaliation. that relationship didn't last long. So how after 12 months you claim you're pregnant with my baby? You think I'm boo-boo the fool? You think I'm insane, girl? One more to say, I am not the father. You go running off the stage and fall on the floor or on the couch. You better recognize that's not my style. Thank you for the strategic place lollipop that caused me to become greedy and hypnotized, drinking nectar that tasted like cherries and nourished from your juice, causing plenty of spontaneous combustion. But the rest of you had me hanging from your noose. And as beautiful as you were, you poisoned me. I left you in my past. So why you refuse to see I'm over you? I don't hate you because you're beautiful. I don't hate you because you're still beautiful. I just refuse to let you make me lose my cool. 'Cause years later, I don't have to step in your boo-boo. Honey, you lost me. And you are the fool. I'm pouring out a 40 in memoriam of a shorty.
Caller, 615, how about you?
Ma! Babe! I'm on the radio!
What's up, DJ? What's up, Gina? C-34 Music, Imp from the Mothership, saying, what's up?
Live and direct, stepping out on a neck. Oh, man. No love lost between that one right there, C-Dub.
Oh, man. The fact that I experienced that in the 90s, dude, I was desperate. Let's just be real.
That's the good thing about poetry. You can take us right back to the 90s. I thought this happened the other day. How you doing, brother?
Man. I'm doing all right. I'm sitting at Walmart with everybody looking at me in this parking lot. I'm like, okay, I'm taken. I don't want your draws. That's how it is.
Man, so how did it feel to hear your track being played on Epiphany Radio, brother?
Wow. I mean, all I can say is wow. I mean, thank you for that opportunity. And, you know, just like you said, a lot of us, we don't even think about it. I don't think about it. I just go on to the next track and on to the next track. I just want to be that person that I know who's a great poet. And I just want to body their work. I love music. I love poetry. So to hear my music up there, my words and stuff, I'm hoping somebody gets the lesson. Don't be chasing that tail. Don't be chasing that tail.
How you going to tell them not to do something that obviously you were doing?
That's why I got in trouble. See, that's the point.
Sweet. I yell my mic, Gina.
All I have to say is it's always a pleasure for me to hear C-34 music on a track rather than him having been the producer and the mix master and the maestro of a track that's from all of us. It's a welcome change. And I don't remember the last time I even saw a 40. That definitely reminded me of the 90s. I had no clue.
Yeah.
I had no clue. You done been through some stuff, bro.
I should have followed Snoop Dogg's advice. We don't love them hoes.
There you have it.
Wait.
Oh,
hey,
I'm
brother.
I'm so happy that you made it in, and I'm glad that you were our first caller. You usually are. So I look forward to that. Go ahead, Jay. I yield my mic.
Yeah, and you know, we've done you a disservice, man. You've been here with us. You're always the first person in queue, brother. I just want everybody out there to know that you're always the first brother in queue, and sometimes our format gets a little jumbled. And you go ahead and you make it in here every time, man, the first person. Thanks a lot, bro. Thanks a lot for and also the, you know, helping us out. Helping out the other poets, too, as far as getting music produced for them. Most of these poets would have never had music produced for them had it not been for you, man. So we appreciate you for doing that, being a pillar in the community, man.
Oh, man, thank you for having me, first off. Thank you for allowing me the access to body your work and get you heard out there. Because you guys are great. You're talented. You're gifted. Why not have you be heard?
Right. And you know what? I think that's another thing, too. You've been going against that adage of the crabs in the bucket mentality, because I've been seeing you out here helping everybody, man. Everybody.
Yep. And Dee Dee probably remembers I even helped out a Drew Carey person. Yeah, you know. yeah.
Well, you know, we live and we learn. You know, once upon a time, I used to do some dumb stuff, too. But, hey.
We live, we learn.
I'm all grown up now.
We get some love diapers, and we be crapped all over. Yeah, here we go.
Only you, Clarence. Only you, Dexter. I swear. This has been a treat. It is always a treat to have you, but to have a track of yours playing in real time while you could hear it was even better. All of the tracks that we heard in the opening of the show set the tone. They're keeping to the theme of love and heartbreak, and they're just necessary. This is what we need to be doing because this is what we do.
Yeah, and I meant to say, Just Jay, when I heard your first track, it kind of reminded me of the Old Spice man with the shirt off, you know, saying, hello, ladies, look at your man, now look at me, now back to your man, now back to me. I'm like, dude,
I'm
that was brilliant.
I'm expecting to see that what they call that skit any day now, brother, because that was too natural for that to be the first time for you to do that.
Man, and Janice, I'm gonna have to be James Evans and protect Thelma. That's how that's going with that.
Oh, she getting dangerous, ain't she?
Yeah, I gotta be James Evans.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no. Y'all ain't seeing my... Nope. No.
Man, she getting good. She killing it consistently too, man, with the narratives and all that other good stuff.
Yes. So that's all I got.
Well, brother, do you have a piece for us before we get out of here? We normally going to go ahead and play two poems and then go ahead and have somebody slide in, because like most of these numbers, I don't know who the people are. And I'm glad to see everybody's raising their hand. If you want to raise your hand to spit and speak, press 1 to get into the queue, and then we'll go ahead and get you in here. But, Clarence, we're about to go ahead and step
to the... Let them come in. Let them come in. I'm good.
Moment. Sweet, man.
I needed to alert my partner, and we appreciate you so much, Dexter, not just for what you've done tonight, but what you do, like they said, every night. Here at Epiphany, everybody loves when you come. Your contributions are a necessity. I'm also poetry Ubering Wisdom Kai. He's on my other line because he couldn't get in queue. So when we get a chance, we're going to get to him. I just wanted him to know that he was being acknowledged. And even though he didn't call on his own, he's still here.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. It's good to have you, Wisdom Kai. All right, all right. Well, Gina, let's go ahead and get a quick little do that in. Station identificator in there. And then we're going to go ahead and spin off a couple more pieces, and then we're going to bring the next poet in.
All right. I'm sorry, am I confused? Am I doing the reset, which is the station ID, or are you playing one?
You know what? Catch me this first time here, and then I'll be caught up on it. Uh-huh.
Not a problem. Let's go.
Thank
Ladies
you.
And gentlemen, this is the Epiphany Universe, the For Real Entertainment Network. You're listening to the Just Jay and Gina Show. We're here every other Saturday evening at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Log in on blogtalk.com or call in at 319-527-6300. Don't forget to press 1 to join the conversation. All of our shows here in the Epiphany Universe are sponsored by Raw Links. I'd be ordinary when you can be raw.
This is poetic. Abstract love. She's a tattoo of my mirror's reflection, trying to find her direction, not knowing that her roadmap begins and ends with me, and we overlap at love's intersection, given a permanent connection to why we are drawn together, and our permanent ink will never fade or blemish with time, because it's forged with an unbreakable bond outside of time, and that is love that flows as effortlessly as water, while our thirst is quenched while I'm kissing his daughter, holding my excitement, wiping away my resentment, cherishing the soliloquy of her unspoken words. Internally we are so connected that all I heard was her inability to let go of our bond. That even a broken shattered glass was gone, and our tattoos branded across our souls with ink makes me close my eyes and not blink, cause that natural muscle reaction could come with tears of more broken metaphors of how she or I could hurt each other more, while glowing in the moonlight of heartache, trying to demonstrate a demonic kind of love exorcism that will remove all pains and all hurt, change my cynicism to realism. My tattoo imprint of her can never be removed. Will I simply want her to be permanent and I approve the message of unity and true love?
Shame to lust. Usually, I can't wait to break free. But chained next to you, I can be me. A real unchained animal. 50 shades is subliminal. The link in these chains. Forget the whip, baby, this tongue game is insane. Mixed with fiery emotions and passion, but it's that love. It's never for the streets. Made between the sheets. Yet we are greedy for more and never understand love forevermore. Cherish the love in your ink. Hold on to that which you seek. Abstract love.
Sexy.
abstract love.
This piece is called I'm an Angel. What does really matter if my image caught on camera? Everything you ever questioned about the heart, I'm the answer. Take a moment to yourself and sincerely ask yourself, other than me who bring you air, is there anyone else? My wings open up as I stand tall and brave. Your love can be saved and represented any day. Nighthawk in the moonlight, become a cardinal in the sun. Allow my time around your aura to remain when I come. Take you with me on a journey to a haven of trust. Think about it, don't rush. It's all real before the lust. Hold a sanctuary part, what means everything to you. Do things fools won't do and don't have the sense to. Believe in your dreams, pray for time to sit still. Face to face, all will be revealed when we have a minute to chill. King.
That first piece there was Mr. Van Metals with Abstract Love. And then we had our boy, King Atterbury, in this joint. King Atterbury had, I am no angel. I am an angel. I wouldn't dispute that on a couple of different levels, but, you know, that's something that could be held for a later time there, Gina. We better get this next call up in here.
Yo, what's up, bro?
609, how about you?
Yes, King.
Oh, damn. What's going on with you, man? I play your music and you appear. What's going on with all that, dog?
Man, synchronized, man. That's the universe, man. I'm cool,
oh.
Man. I'm not feeling too good tonight, but I promise that I'll come through, so you know I'm here. You know what I mean?
Man, we are glad to have you, brother. From the bottom of our heart, we are glad to have you.
Hey, no doubt, man.
Especially if you're not feeling well, brother.
It's all good, man. It's all good. It's just state of mind, man. You know what I'm saying? Just want to show up for family. That's how we do. Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Gina, what you think about this guy piece that we just went through?
That was dope, and the wonderful thing about the poetry that I'm hearing is even if I heard it before, it wasn't for the music and it didn't have the same cadence or it was just a different piece altogether because maybe he was in a different state of mind first time he spit it. But that recorded piece right there was dopeness at its finest. So no matter what you're feeling like right now, you made us feel good with that piece right there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I had to flip it with that Marvin Gaye tune and shit. You know what I mean?
It was dope. It was dope.
Raised
right.
Up a little.
It wasn't for sure nobody either. Bro,
yeah.
Do you have a piece for us, man, that you're going to go ahead and do live for us now? We be getting the whole experience in. We getting the whole recorded thing. Then we get the whole live thing in, man. Poets is doing it big for 2023. They better look out, bro.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I got something going on. Because I'm gonna spit this piece, you know, being that the world is so dark out here right now, we need to spread some light, you know what I mean? So,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
With that being said, King Atterbury, sir, the mic is yours.
And thank you. Title for the church. When I wake up in the morning, placing my arms in the air, bow my head before God and speak out early prayers. Who shall I fear, walking this earth with hope and faith? Receiving holy grace, I'm committed to home base. Let the church say amen. Listening to the scriptures. Always something to remember, I'm a dedicated member. Fighting against the evil, defending God's people. The devil is a liar, planting seeds that are illegal. Keep all thoughts alive, truth of heart is smart. The vessel is the guard protecting spirit from the dark. Our lost souls still searching to find a house to make home. It's not hard to figure out who resides on the throne, King.
No, bro. That's what we talking about for the night, man. That's what we talking about for the night, bro. Gina, how about you?
Yeah, I have to agree. When you said love and heartbreak, I was thinking it was going to be like me wishing I had somebody to hold me tight at night and then me being angry about all the bums that I gave my love to. But it's a whole vibe. This is a different experience than what I anticipated. So I will say this, I'm pleasantly surprised. King got better, even though you're not feeling good. You bodied that. That was a good piece as well. You are very animated in your delivery. So when you're subdued like that, I have to strain to pay attention because I was expecting that high energy, but the piece didn't call for it. So I think that in and of itself, you know how to work a crowd. So you did it with
us. I appreciate that. Well, you know, I spit that particular piece anyway because tomorrow's Sunday. You know what I mean? So
right.
Yeah. Oh, people out there tell me to tune in for. You know what I mean?
My man. If you can't have love for your creator, then you ain't got love for nobody. At least didn't nobody believe that.
That's right. You know,
man. Hey, man, what do you have going on in the Epiphany Universe and outside of it?
Hey, man, you know, Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, King and Queen's Quarters. You know what I mean? Step to the red. We here, you know?
Hey, who you have rocking with you over there, bro?
That's going to be a surprise. No, man.
My man.
Be a surprise. Yeah.
We. Hey, y'all need to go over there and check out Atterbury. Atterbury is one of the best DJs that I have heard in a long time. Atterbury, you know how to go ahead and move you around and hit those little sensors in the brain to go ahead and get you moving in that direction that you need to be in. Whenever I go there, I sit back. Even after I spit, I sit there and I listen to the tunes that the brother bring on after the poets. Hey, Atterbury, we appreciate you, brother.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all too, man. Thanks for having me on that. Much love, man.
Absolutely.
Much love to you, bro.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Hands up. We much love to you, Atterbury.
All right, now.
All right. We have one more person to bring in, Gina, before we go ahead and take a poetry break. Hello, 540. How about you?
I'll be here. How are you?
We all right. Gina, do you know who this person is?
Mama Donna from the Small House of Poetry.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, wow, my secret is out.
Yep.
I was trying to hide by a voice.
No,
I guess it didn't work.
Try again.
Try again.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
What do you think of this format that we have?
Oh, I'm loving it. I'm loving it, you know. I ventured out and did something different, so we don't know. We'll see. I don't know if you got it right. I don't know if I got it right, but, you know, it is what it is. Because I'm technology challenged.
I have that somewhere, too. I got that somewhere, too. Mm-hmm.
You know I'm technology challenged. I tried asking. You said, no, we don't need no MP3 player. Oh, no. Just use a voice note. Okay. And look what had me looking for MP3 players and converters and all kind of stuff. Like, you think I got technology in the back of my hip.
And by the time it was all said and done, the family came on through. The family came on through.
Came on through.
Probably not like you want them to, but them rascals will come through.
We'll do something. I don't know if you'll like the result, but we will come through.
We will come through, regardless of what you like it or not. Gina. Y'all two ran the room today, didn't y'all, Gina?
Oh, the kitchen was amazing. Mama Donna was kind enough to open it up. I came in to sous chef with her. She was the head chef today in Wallace's absence. His team had an amazing season. It was their final game. We were just happy to be there. It was brilliant. The poets were poeting. The chat was bananas. It was just an experience. And it started off my day with poetry, right? So I was looking forward to tonight based on this afternoon.
Yeah, I kind of like, you know, I channeled my son today. We just kept it moving. We didn't stay long in a whole lot of conversations like when somebody else is in the room. I'm not going to mention any names, Jared, but, hey, you know how that goes.
They know who they are.
That's why I said I wouldn't mention any names, Jared.
All right. I was asking you what was the format like for you because over half of the people, well, I'm going to say two-thirds of the people still have their hand down and they're sitting back and enjoying the show, I guess. That is a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. We appreciate y'all.
Right, because you know what? They're relaxing. They're relaxing and they're listening between the music and the poetry and it's all kind of blending together, you know. People relaxing. I was just chilling, you know. I didn't know it was going to be a whole lot of conversation. You know, I'm ready to hear the next track. And I'm not necessarily meaning my track. I just want to hear what everybody's offered. You know, this is a new song.
That's
and I love
too.
It.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and keep this cranking every now and then. We might go ahead and do something like this over there at the small house, too, to go ahead and, I think people want to be heard in that way, especially when you get a chance to sit down and manicure it up and all the rest of that type of jive and then push it on out there. A lot of times we have to go out there, whether it's rain, sleet, or snow, whatever mental state that we have to go out there and we have to perform. It's a little bit different when you can record it. Unless you're recording like you did, yeah, record it under duress on the fly. We appreciate you, Mama D.
Yep, and it's going to sound like it's on the fly, but that's okay.
No, yeah, every time you say that, you'd be busting heads.
I'm just trying to set people up for a failure, so don't worry about it. I don't want to crack them up too much. Huh?
All right.
Oh,
do you have a poem for us tonight?
I have a poem for you right now. Let me just pull it up because I don't want to inspect that. When I heard that, I didn't pull one up personally, but, you know, it ain't going to take me long.
All right. I'm going to let your partner in crime go ahead and look out for you.
Here we go. I got it.
I'm a smooth criminal, not a partner in crime, but thank you for
Tell
being misunderstood as usual. That part. And with that being said, Mama Donna Reed, the mic is yours.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this supposed to be about love? Because this ain't about love, you know. But I guess it could be about love. It's the love of my client. We'll make it
love
about love.
Love and love.
That's
and
it.
I break in love, and I believe that this will fit.
Okay. We're all somebody's monster. To my client right now, I'm a bully. I'm a bitch. You see, her dementia is talking. Why do I have to drink the water? If I drink the water, I will have to use the bathroom. Funny, that logic doesn't extend to food. It's a struggle dealing with dementia. You have to remember, it's not who they are. The sudden yelling and slapping the table to punctuate her displeasure and frustration. You are a bully. Your attitude stinks. Put that glass down. I'm not going to drink it. You're terrible at your job. I'm her monster right now. I have to keep her healthy. She doesn't understand why I have to maintain this stern stance. Her dementia is in control. I feel terrible when I have to stand my ground. I start to feel like a monster. I start to get angry. You see, my insecurities rise, and the need to defend myself is at the forefront of my response to her. I have become her monster. It was never my intention. I have become her monster. I am momentarily in my feelings, forgetting the fact that I am raging against dementia, voice rage, feeling challenged, out of control, on the verge of saying something inappropriate. I look at her. The dementia has a smirk. This is a ploy. I remember. She doesn't want to go to the hairdresser. I remind myself, it's not about me. Look, she is drinking the water. She still protests. The object is met. The dementia tried it. Dementia didn't win. She complains about how she is treated, trying a new tactic with her son. I am a monster to her dementia. Dementia does not win. When she returns, the client I know is smiling.
asking, do I like her hairstyle? The mensch is momentarily quiet. She is her pleasant self, thanking me for insisting she get her hair done. I am no longer her monster. My monster is no longer on the verge of erupting. We are all somebody's monster, even when we are monsters to ourselves. And that's the Whip My Mama Donna.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Mama Donna, that's love. I'm a caretaker, and I feel like sometimes my moms don't have dementia, and they don't have early onset Alzheimer's. They have all of their faculties mentally, but sometimes they forget that I'm not a child, and they just like to say things out of anger, and I get that, and it will happen. But the work that you do is a necessity, and the fact that she has you is a blessing. And sometimes she sees that the light comes back on, and she's complicit with your demands. But continue to be that monster for as long as you can, because she needs you, and that's definitely love.
Yeah, it is. You know, and I think Eric came through the room the other day, and he said, we need to be able to take care of them. And that's, you know what, once I heard that, it kind of settled in my mind. Don't beat yourself up. You don't like being in this position, but sometimes you have to be in this position because you got to keep her healthy. And her dementia be coming out roaring sometimes. It be roaring in this little head. But you got to remember, it's not about you. I hope y'all heard me. Are y'all there? To this thing. Hello?
So,
Mama Donna. Now, yeah, I was actually yielding my mic to Jay. He probably thought I was talking
okay.
on mute. We're back, and here we are.
My bars have been acting kind of funny. So I had to be sure.
Yeah, I'm having some problems with my internet, too, but I'm just glad that we got to hear that. And that is an expression of love. What did you have for us, Jay?
Yeah, I definitely agree. That's an expression of love. Our kids can get on our nerves, and we still go ahead and do the necessary things for them, even though we may feel a certain type of way and all of that type of stuff in the process. But as long as we're doing those things for them, that right there is love. And that right there kind of reminds me of your patient. Mm-hmm. If somebody do something to save my life, if somebody do something to take my life.
Pushing your buttons and trying to do everything not to sit up there and let your monsters loose. Because we walk around with our own monsters trying to keep them caged.
Right. And in the meantime, if you ask me, people be wanting to go ahead and get your monster out. But, you know, I'm like, you don't want that. You just think you want that.
True story.
Well, Mama Donna, we appreciate you coming in and gracing the mic with us. And I have a piece that I want you to hear. A piece I have pulled special for you, Mama D. Hold on a second before I go ahead and say what's going and what's doing. Mama Donna, can you tell us what you have going outside of Epiphany and where you be at?
I be on the clubhouse and the small house of poetry. We have three different rooms, and those three different rooms are mainly around the weekend. We have the kitchen. The kitchen is something that Gina and Jared talked about a little bit earlier. And in the kitchen, we do speed round after speed round of poetry. And it's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. That is every Saturday. This Saturday coming up on the 11th, we will be having our first in the kitchen, and her name is Andrea. And we're having it on a Saturday because she's across the pond. She's over there in England. So you know what? We got to accommodate. We got to get her in where we can fit her in, and that will be in the kitchen this Saturday, the 11th, November 11th, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. Then on Sunday, we have the living room. The living room, you're kind of like the feature. You have small little features. Everybody presents their piece, and they ask us what do they want us to listen to, what they want to hear, what kind of feedback. You know, remember, we're not there to critique because nobody can critique your work. We're there to sit up there just to hear what you have to say, what gave you, how did you write that piece, what gave you the inspiration to write that piece. maybe we heard something that you might not have heard, like I had the experience the other day. You might have that experience with your piece. Somebody might see something a little different than what you wrote. It's a good way to get to know you and you get to know us. So that is the living room. That's where we make you the feature, and we break down poetry. The next part of that, we also have interviews. We usually have them every other Sunday, but because we're going to be having the interview instead of, we'll be doing our regular format. But when we do our interviews, you know what? We sit up there, we lock it off for a little while, we just set the mods and the interviewee, and it's a way for you to get to know the people. You've heard them talk. You've heard them spitting, but you really don't know them. Interview, when it comes to, it's enlightening, it's refreshing, and we all have a good time. So that's the living room at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, and that is every Sunday. And then we have the WSHOP AM Drive
Saturday,
Atlas Omega, Timothy Whisper. Did I miss anybody, Jerry? Gina Storm.
I think that it went silent for a minute. Gina, did it go silent for a second? Did she go silent?
Oh, wow.
She did, in fact. Yeah, you were given the breakdown
okay.
of what the AM Drive consists of, and you faded out.
Whew.
All right.
I was just hoping
I ain't
interrupt you for no reason. Yeah, you were good. You went into the matrix. You went into a little pocket dimension.
All right. So let me go. The WSHOP AM Drive consists of the family, and the family consists of Mama Donna, Jared King, Gina Storm, Wallace Reed the Elder, Frequency, Sage Jallo, Atlas Omega, Love Savvy, Thomas, Javette Thomas, and we also have Mr. Scott Harrell from Partners in Rhyme, who has became a part. They have become a partner to the Small House of Poetry, and we have different. We have topics. What say you? What's in your cup? Weather report. Black facts. It's kind of like a radio show, and we have good topics. We have good conversations. We laugh. We joke. We have a good time on the radio. So please come visit us at the WSHOP AM Drive at 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Eastern. That's every Monday, the WSHOP AM Drive. I am done because my throat is dry now. Thank you.
One last thing. Only on Clubhouse will you find us over there. So y'all come over there to Clubhouse and check us out. Find the Small House Support you over there. That lovely young lady that y'all just heard, Mama Donna, she will be there with some of her dynamic poetry. And the lovely Gina Stone,
Gina.
She'll be there also. And I. Gina?
Yes.
Yeah, come by and check us out, y'all.
Absolutely. I thought Mama Donna wanted me.
Mama Donna? All right. Well, I tell you what, Mama Donna, we're about to go ahead and set you on the comfy couch.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
And you can't hear me, Mama Donna? The Matrix got her timing off, Gina.
Yeah, it's really bad.
All right, Mama Donna, much love to you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
for show shizzle. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go into a station identifier. We'll be right back with y'all with some more poetry.
Take your socks on at Epiphany Radio.
Radio.
Mommy's here. I sit between her legs. I scream in anticipation of the comb pulling through my hair. I wince in pain as the comb hits a tangle. Mommy is not too gentle. The frustration emanates from her. I don't mind the momentary pain. I am sitting between my mommy's legs. I am connected to her for this moment in time. The love I feel consumes me. Her focus is on me alone. The tangle has been untangled. The comb glides through my hair. The comfort that this simple but routine action gives is indescribable. She then scratches my head to loosen the dandruff before washing my hair. Laying on the counter with my hair hanging off the edge, water running through my hair. Shampoo is applied to my scalp. The rhythmic scrubbing is soothing to the inner her child. After the shampoo, the drying of my hair, then the parting of my hair. The application of sulfur 8 mixed with hair grease, all done while sitting between her legs. It's a place of safety and perceived love. She must love me if she cares for my appearance. I deduce with my childish heart. Now here comes the instrument that strikes fear from my precious ears and scalp. The hot comb that straightens the most stubborn curls into submission. Hearing the grease sizzle, praying it doesn't frizzle my hair, leaving that burnt hair smell permeating through the ear. Now comes the best part. Torn paper bag strips used to curl my hair. It's a special occasion tomorrow. It's the first day of school. This memory plays in my head as I rake the comb through my mommy's hair. The feeling of love is overwhelming as I comb my mommy's hair. The roles have been reversed. I now take care of my mommy's hair. I stand behind her. She sits in the chair, feeling the love with each stroke. I roll her hair with foam rollers with precision. It's a connection that can't be replaced. It's the natural progression of the parent-child relationship. I now get to pour my love into my mommy's hair. And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
At this time, I daydream about last time. How last time I asked of you to save all you had for me. Until next time. For next time will be a blessed time, for we will begin where we left off last time. This time spent is more than just a past time, and once again I will ask of you to save everything. Until next time. Because as long as we have next time, this time will never be the last time. If you love me, don't speak it. I will wait until next time to receive it. The truth that lies within your eyes is free of lies, but I will wait until next time to believe it. If you want to fall into my arms, please wait. To hold you within my loving embrace is what I long for. The anticipation is written all over my face. But I will wait until next time. Let's make love this time, but not orgasm until the next. Never-ending sex between us. Let's make love as if the sun has never seen us. As we save the morning sunrise. Until next time. I want to kiss you. Next time. I want to miss you. Until next time. I want to write prose about you within these lines and recite them to you. Next time. I want to fall in love with you greater than last time, this time, and twice as much as this time. Next time. I know you deserve all of me this time, and I give you my all, but I must ask for all of you next time. For as long as there's a next time, I will always see you again. Just allow me to daydream this time. Remember the love you have had for me since the last time. And give it all to me next time. Next time. Next time.
Partner, how you doing? How you holding up?
I think that when I hear sappy poetry from David Mott, I feel some type of way. I'm thinking I'm so used to him being, you know, the joker and the funny guy. But when he comes in with the sap, it's a whole nother level.
Oh, he'd be locked and loaded.
And Mama Donna's piece. Yeah, I heard that piece from her time and time before. The difference is I never heard that piece with music in the background. And hearing it as a
she
track,
moved to the music
did something
too.
Different. Yeah, it did. It did mm-hmm. something different for me and to me. And I was thinking, I legit was thinking about my mom doing my hair. And I was like, oh, that was so long ago. And I didn't realize that that was like part of a love language and not just a chore that needed to be done, you know, for the week to get my hair right for school or an event or picture day. You know what I mean? So, yeah. All of that good stuff. Every single one of these tracks I felt like weren't just necessary, but brilliant. Even if I heard them before, I'm going to say it again. It's like I'm hearing them for the first time.
All right. I think that we need to be showcasing the different types of poetry. Like, we all talking about love right now, but we talking about love from different directions, different angles. Ain't no fair vows thing came out yet so far. I don't think that people know what poetry is actually doing now. Well, you people who are just coming into poetry freshly, this is what poetry is doing now. Being very expressive, for being very controlled, for being very disciplined about it as well. Whatever your conceptions were, I invite you to bring those and build off the ones that you find from here as well.
Absolutely.
Partner, I'm thinking something very special is happening tonight.
I can see it.
Mm-hmm. David Mott killed that. David Mott killed that. Mama Donna killed hers, too. Mama Donna's hers actually did something with her voice as well. I don't know how many takes it took her to go ahead and do that, but, yeah, that was she did it. She did it on the fly. She did it in a rush. Came out nice. All right. Partner, that was two poets that's been in here.
Mm-hmm.
No, was it? No, that was two poems.
Poets. We had King Atterbury on prior to Mama Donna. We listened to his track.
Right.
He came and spit his piece. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's I actually love the contrast between a poet just hearing a poet on the mic as we do normally versus hearing them in performance mode, because that's what you do when you record a track. You perform it. Sometimes you just read it when you're on the air, and sometimes it's new to you, and you don't have the tone, inflection, or energy that you like to give it. But it's something different about recording it. It changes the game.
Oh, man. It's been doing something for me, too. It's been opening up my ears, and it's been really having me locked in. I hope everybody else is being locked in, too. Let's go ahead and bring in the next two contestants.
Let's go.
All right. 424, how about you? Who do we have on the mic?
This is Anthony Arnold.
Sir, how are you doing today? Oh, somebody you already know, huh, Gina?
Oh, yeah.
Gina kind of had a say in that name coming to fruition.
I thought it was necessary.
Oh,
it was very appropriate.
You didn't knighted somebody?
No, when we were doing the Juke Joint over at Sky Vision Network, King's Cadence, myself, and Desire would host a Juke Joint on Friday nights. And on those evenings, the price of admission to the Juke Joint would be a name. And some of the poets didn't have one for themselves. So we could come up with things we thought were appropriate. And Anthony Arnold was the kingpin, and it stuck.
Yep.
What are we calling you tonight, Anthony Arnold or Kingpin, sir?
Either or, it don't matter. I answer to both.
My man. What have you been thinking of the show tonight?
I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. I've done some stuff with C34 Music back a little bit, but I don't record my stuff a lot. I have stuff on MP3, but I don't usually do it.
You don't like the way it feels when you go to record?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
That's how I feel.
It really kind of depends on the piece.
Gotcha. What about a piece you really got to get up under because it's got you done wrote some real heavy up in here, and you have to go record that? How would you go about that, bro? Process.
Like I said, one of the pieces I recorded, "Injustice Anywhere," I've done that, but that one we didn't put any music behind it, but. It was recorded. Who was it? When Sylvia Blaylock was doing her shows on Monday night, she asked me if I recorded. Would I record it? And I did. And that's why that one got recorded. But that's one of the few that I really did like. But usually, if somebody will ask. If I do a piece and somebody asks me to record it because they want to play it for something, I'll record it and send them to them.
we're open for that. We're here for that. We're going to be doing this again probably in about a month from now. Yes, sir. So if you would go ahead and get us an MP3, we would love to play your poetry on the radio station, sir.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm sure Gina can give me all the particulars I need to know.
Absolutely.
Sweet. I'm going to let Gina go ahead and show you to the mic then, sir.
All right.
All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a pleasure for some, a reminder for others. Kingpin himself, Mr. Anthony Arnold, the mic is yours.
Thank you, ma'am. This is a piece I did called I Wanna Ta-Ta You. Hey, baby, come sit next to me. Take your socks off. There's something I want to do with you. No, not Netflix and chill. I Wanna Ta-Ta You. You see, I'm an old school brother. My job is to satisfy you totally and completely. From the top of your head to the bottom of your pretty little feet. I want to ta-ta you. Let me touch areas never touched before. I want to ta-ta you. Let me taste areas. Never tasted before. A slow and easy way to the pearly gates. Let me show you the things I can do to you, for you. I just want to ta-ta you. That's that piece.
Oh, you one of the last of the romantics roaming around this jungle. Mm-hmm. Busted. Is this your normal vehicle? You jump in when you...
Not always. Gina will tell you the majority of the poetry I do have to do with Black history and stuff of that neighborhood. But since Shana was talking about love and heartbreak, and since I just went through a divorce, I just went a little bit different. This was the song this is based off of was a song that my grandma used to play all the time around the house from a dude named Johnny Guitar Watson. And I was listening to it one day, and this just came about.
Gina, what did you think of that?
I grew up listening to Johnny Guitar Watson. My mom and my grandmother were diehard B.B. King fans, and I listened to blues all the time growing up. That's how I basically cut my teeth on the blues and jazz. I can relate, and I'm also divorced. And I don't think I've ever heard a piece like this from you, because what you mostly do, and you said this today, is enlighten us as to the plights and the trials, the past, the present, and what we expect in the future in our community. And I love your pro-blackness, but this love side, even if it came from or ended in a bad way, it came from a bad space, the way you delivered it and the sentiment behind it, because it was almost like you were reading us a love letter. And I felt ashamed for hearing it, but I wanted to hang on every word. So it was almost like I felt like a voyeur looking into your heart and hearing your pen express what you were going through. And that's huge. And from you, it's definitely different. And different in a good way, though. That is, I did not expect that. All I can say is
I switch up every so often. I switch up every so often.
Yeah, you know, and that switch up sometimes is necessary. I think a lot of times we get painted into a box, or people see us one way. I remember the first couple of times I read a piece versus doing a freestyle, people were confused and shocked. Wait, you have poems? Yeah, I just don't read them. So that I like to switch up. That was a good look for you. I can't wait to see what you bring next time, and we look forward to playing one of your tracks.
I'll dive into the archives and see what I can pull up.
You won't be disappointed. I'm sure of it. This has been a treat. JJ, you got something for Kingpin, Mr. Arnold himself? Because
I was just sitting back taking notes, but, you know, you can't take notes for smoothness, you know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. So I was trying to describe smoothness to my electronic pad here, and it didn't get it. So I said, all right, I just listen.
I appreciate it.
Man, keep checking us out, bro. We over here every other Saturday. It just be us over here.
I'll do that.
We be doing interviews and all that other type of stuff.
I'll do that. Give me something to do on Saturday nights.
It's starting to get cold again. I don't know if you noticed or not, so it's starting to get cold again. Let's go ahead and get some radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Appreciate you. Hey, man, do you have anything going on that the people should know about?
Let's see. My latest book came out in June called The Traveler and Other Short Stories. Other than that, next April, I will be in Myrtle Beach. DPC is doing Poetry Fest in Myrtle Beach on the 11th through the 14th of April. So I'll be one of the featured performers down there for that. Otherwise,
that ain't that Mark Goggins thing, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, man, look at you. You're important folks, man. You're rubbing elbows with Mr. Goggins.
This is a treat. Absolutely, because when the last one was canceled, I was like, oh, man, you know, I had these plans, and four of us were getting a room together. So since I found out that they were having one this year, and April would be fine because it gave me a break from the cold, cold winter in Illinois, and the meet and greet with poets that I've been a fan of since day one. And get autographed copies of their books, not just buy their books online. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, if you're coming, I'll see you there.
I will see you there. Hopefully I'll see you soon here, but definitely look forward to seeing you there.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
We just
interviewed Melissa.
Yeah, we just interviewed Melissa, just me, the poet, over there on the Clubhouse side, bro. Yeah. Were you there for that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. For some reason, I can't get Clubhouse to load on my phone. But, I was very surprised when she got a hold of me and asked me would I be one of the featured performers, and I was like, yeah. So
10 times. Let's go. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, sir. Like Gina said, the last one was going to be in Vegas, which is 4 hours away from where I am here in California. And I was just getting ready to set my stuff up when everything got canceled. And I was like, yeah. To hear from Melissa on this one, I was like, oh, my God. I don't believe this. But I'm looking forward.
Absolutely.
I really am.
All right, brother. We're going to go ahead and get you over to the comfy couch, man, and sit back and chill. Sit in here and chill with us, man. There's a bunch of people in here. We're just sitting in here chilling. We just taking in the show. I'm about to go to this next call over here. But, Mr. Anthony, man, it was a pleasure to meet you, sir.
It was a pleasure to meet you as well. And Gina, hit me up and let me know what I need to do to send that MP3.
Absolutely. I sure will. And you'll have plenty of time in advance to get your homework. But you did understand the assignment. So thank you for coming.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
Okay. Good night.
All right. Man, we got one other person here with their hand up. It's a lot of people just sitting here chilling with us, Gina. This is really cool.
And I got somebody sitting in my Uber, so we got two people.
All right, sweet. Let's get this guy up in here, or this gal, or this monster. Who do we have? 571, how about you?
What's going on, bro? What's going on?
Oh, man. It is frequency. His calling card is his voice. How you doing, brother?
Hey,
how
man,
you doing, frequency?
I'm,
it sounded like frequency.
I'm good, man. I'm enjoying the show, bro. I'm enjoying the show. I'm listening to my brother and my sister do that thing. Y'all do it well, bro. I'm enjoying it.
Thanks, man. I hope we don't drop the ball now that you're here. Gina, how you feel about frequency being here?
Y'all sound like you're underwater. I don't know if I sound like I'm underwater. But yeah, you're
I sound like I'm
a little aqua buggy to you.
Yeah, you're
no, you sound good to me, Free.
And
hey,
Freakin'
you know
just doing a slow hula hoop. Underwater. Y'all doing an aqua boogie.
You ain't go swimming this today,
oh,
did
look,
you?
You're back.
Nah, bro.
So, yeah, next time, dry off completely before coming on the mic, sir. We can't have
hey,
my
yo.
he knew the radio. Leave him alone.
You know I do the words of
if anybody
going to
throw
you know,
under the
you
bus,
know.
Don't be me. That's what sisters are for. I love you what I mean.
You say you're a child of water.
Hey, it's right.
Oh, what's up, Joe?
We bombarding you both at the same time.
We're terrible.
Hey,
it's all good,
bro.
Sweet.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
You doing
so,
all right?
So what you been
I'll
thinking of the format, man?
talking about what we're doing.
This is dope. I'm loving it. I'm loving the vibe. Man, y'all got the love going on, man. I got the love bug too. Shoot, I'm here. I'm in here. I'm enjoying this.
Absolutely.
Sweet. Man, we got a bunch of callers here holding down, man. But I'll tell you what, they not raising their hand. You press one to raise your hand. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey,
in 23 minutes, if you are listening, I know. In 23 minutes, if you are not inside of here instead of listening in online, the Blog Talk lady will tell you, have a good day in the most snottiest British voice you ever want to hear in your life while she's trying to let you be nice to you. And your show will be over. Come on in here, call 319-527-6300, Epiphany Radio. Look us up online. Look us up on all the major platforms. We're here for it. We are here for it. Also, check out our sponsor, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Come on now. Let's go ahead and get it. Frequency, sir. How you doing? I had to go ahead and pay the bills right quick, but you know.
Hey, I get it. You better tell them. I've been booted out. The last thing you're here is goodbye.
Goodbye.
Nah,
she's done with you. She's through. She'll have no remorse for your feelings.
Kick rocks.
We're about to go ahead and have you incinerate this mic. And it's a piece or two that I got that might be conduit to what you're going to do, brother.
Okay.
Sister Gina. Sister Gina with a G.
I can hear you now. Yeah, I'm telling you, you went back underwater. I'm going to hand you the mic frequency because you know how we do it. You just can't spit your piece. You have to be given the mic. And with that being said, I'm going to introduce my little brother to you. Some of you know frequency. Some of you don't. Some of you have heard a track of his played here previously when we had a different interviewee. But regardless, this is going to be a pleasure. With that being said, Free, the mic is yours.
Thank you, sis. I don't even know if I can live up to that hype. But on the midnight grace of love, your love is the definition of beautiful natural bliss. It is laced with passionate kisses and packaged in your warm embrace. Like oceans of emotions, it is the current that channels the heart to drift in motions under the control of your passionate potion. I am but a passenger aboard your vessel, a more so a victim afloat your love, your boat, your drug, your dope that's deep in my system with symptoms of your demand is my command that's got me losing my oxygen, going out of my elements under the influence of your hallucinogen. The hypnotic doses of your narcotic poses a sense of hypnosis that leaves me lifted, elated, and in loss of focus, slowly submerged. Sunken, carried on waves of love, practically paralyzed under the fall of your rain that purifies but still leaves me mentally scarred and drained from the humidity brewed in your sizzling steam of delightful blues. I'm confused. I'm stuck, and trapped, entrenched, and drenched in you. I'm tripping and can't think it's through. I'm sinking, I'm feeling the kicking. Damn, your love has got me thirsty. I'm drinking it. So let me rock your boat with slow tokes of my African antidotes. I'm talking poetic codes that pierce, prick, and penetrate your earlobe, sending smoke signals of sensual spoils below your navel as your toes curl. Let my Y mark and connect your X as we collide at the nexus of fulfilled pleasures and nexus, where sheer satisfaction resides and is expressed in heated passionate sweats with sighs of orgasmic measures, where oohs and ahs are mixed with yeses in heart-racing restless actions of explosive organic wetness, ecstasy, breathless stop. Better yet, don't, because I just can't get enough of this. Flesh meets flesh under moonlights of silhouettes. We coexist in a place amidst the intensive energy of your remedy. You make me crave and anticipate your captivity. Do you see what you do to me? The complexity of your love is a natural spring of water I thirst for. Can't get enough of your mentality. I want to swim the streams of your dreams. I mean, take these words as evidence. I'm not only addicted, but dying for a chance to dance in your confidence. It is in your intelligence I find the meaning of romance, a simple glance in your nature of elegance. Needs my existence enhanced and deeply advanced. Damn, I'm stranded in the fall of your waters. Lost in the trance of the words you utter. As absurd as it sounds, I long to drown in the ripples of your curves, your taste, your feel, your touch, and natural fragrance, not just what I see and observe. I am induced, subdued, and infused by you. Intimate, seductive traces of you. Warm embraces wrapped in glass, alluring and pure. So in the midnight grace of love, your love is, need I say more? Oh.
I'll be honest with you, there was nothing left to say. You had said it all.
I told you, every time y'all make his introduction big enough, he goes crazy and insane. I don't know. That was dope.
Hey, appreciate
that. That was dope as hell, man.
Hey, I got to give props to when this dude, this was actually a prompt from Mojave. Under Midnight's Grace of Love, your love is. So, yeah.
Soon the otter strikes again.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's dope. That's dope as all outdoors, man. Signified a lot of things that I've been hearing tonight, man, as far as solidified and gave it a voice. The little elements that I was hearing, man, was all packed in there, man. From the spiritual to the physical, the whole nine. The frequency of it all. The frequency. Dope, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Gina with a G.
Absolutely. That was a whole vibe. And I was just thinking, wow, Mojave came up with that? So there is another side to that honeypot. Not always just dripping. Sometimes it's just a slow, you know, relaxed drizzle. So I didn't break that.
You're doing a little bit of inspiring.
Wait till I get one of them young props. So if I can get one of them young props, I can come up with something. But I know what you did with that. It was the delivery for me. You know, your cadence is always magnetic. So, I had to say when I was hearing a piece that I didn't expect from several poets tonight, and I love everything that you write, but I did not know Mojave gave you that prompt, nor what I've done, what you did with it, because no one can do frequency but you. But, that's lovely. It's one of those things that all women want to hear poetry like that. That's being spit about them. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I need some of that in my life. Yes, I would like that. Thank you for the inspiration. And thank you for holding on, because the line was long. And like Jay said, there's a lot of people listening, but listening is wonderful. Participating is even better. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for providing the space. You know, I love poetry.
Yeah, we know that you
need me some poetry.
Say the line like you mean it, man.
I love poetry. Lord knows I love poetry. Now, let me stop.
Now I believe it.
I love it. I heard he was trying to get up under. I said, oh, he's leaving a lot on the table. He ain't trying to show out on this.
Yeah, man. I'm going to kick back and enjoy the rest of the show.
Let us know what that comfy couch over there is doing, man. You over there with some literary greats tonight, bro. I'm expecting what's that dude? Edgar Allan to be swinging through this joint any minute. I heard there was nothing but impeccable poetry over here. But yeah, brother, you take care now. Oh, frequency.
Likewise.
What you got going on, man? Yeah. Nah, what you got going on before you go anywhere, bro?
Hey, man, whatever, you know, we got a lot going on as far as Small House of Poetry goes. But I, as an individual, I'm still crafting. You know, I'm always crafting. I'm actually thinking about publishing, man, and that's something that I'm working towards. So, you know, we'll see what happens. And even do some tracks here and there, you know, with some music infused with it. So, yeah, man, I'm trying to expand.
Your digital media has been killing it. Your what's the things that you've been doing, your videos that you have been doing have been next level, man. I mean next level,
bro. I appreciate you, man. Hey, that's what we
man,
do for the fans,
learn.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, but the promotion, though, that's really how people get to know what you're doing over there. If I just put a black box up there with nothing inside the black box, wouldn't nobody know nothing about us. So little bitty things that we take the time and try to go ahead and feel the people and put in there, man, and you have been doing that in spades, bro. And also the music
appreciate
that you have
you,
been
bro.
Choosing. The lines, the poetry that you have been pulling from the poets to go ahead and bring the promos to life and the rest of that have been ridiculous. Ridiculous. Bro, you are getting to the level where the tools that you're using are going to be obsolete to you. They're not going to mean nothing to you. You have to keep on climbing. Your trajectory with that stuff is crazy, man. Sweet.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's motivation, definitely. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, brothers. Now we're going to go ahead and get you out here to the comfy couch. I know we didn't line you up for it about two or three times, but you know when family comes through, it'd be standing at the door. Next thing you know, you're standing on the porch. Next thing you're standing in front.
About to start another conversation. All right.
Let all
go
on. All
take care,
out.
Bro. Let all the heat out in the mosquitoes
yes.
in.
Boo said she was having difficulty right, pressing the one. I told her to press it again.
Right.
She said she still heard nothing.
Tell me what's her, hey, Free, we're going to go ahead and leave your mic open, man. You can go ahead and self-mute if you want to so you can be involved in anything. Gina, give me her area code, and I'll just go ahead and bring her on in.
That's the problem. The last communication I got from her was me asking her what her area code was, and she still hasn't seen it, so... I don't know if she nodded or not, but she was tired. But she hung in here. I mean,
all
she was
right.
here for the meat and potatoes of the show. And she loves it as well. And she, her plan is to get the tracks in. And now that she understands the assignment, she said before
so
she missed us. Yeah, no, she missed
yeah.
us about a month ago. And then 2 weeks when she called in, she didn't get to hear the entire show because she was confused about the time frame. But this time she was bright and early. She listened to most of it. I'm sure she's probably asleep right now because, like I said, she didn't get back to me. And I got so many screens open, I can't even get back to the chat. I was so if we don't
right.
have any more callers with their hands up, we can take Wisdom Kai and you decide how you want to set up the deal for us tonight because you know how the Blog Talk Lady is. Oh, Boo is 181, he says. Is that an area code?
Mm-mm.
I
ain't trying to go out
of
limb.
A country
not code? One I know either.
The one and then the eight or something else? Oh, he's saying hold on. Yeah, yeah. So.
That sounds like
okay,
your area code.
Yeah, mine would be 1815. That would be the first four, but you don't need the one because it's going to go through.
Hey, Boo, we're going to try something else to try to get you up in here. This right here is got ridiculous. But Wisdom Kai, how you doing, bro?
All is well, King. All is well. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of the beginning. I want to also thank my little sisters for the invite out of nowhere. I'm very, very humble. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this great show.
Yes, sir. Have you been enjoying the show, sir?
This is bananas. I've enjoyed everything that I've heard up to this point. Again, I'm humbled. Thank you. It's really bananas.
My man. Cool. I haven't heard from you in a minute, man. I haven't heard from you since we was over there on Clubhouse. I don't even really hang out over there no more. I've been so absorbing my time in the Epiphany as of late. Oh, yeah. You know what?
That's understandable.
Sure. I done pulled a Superman on him. I done went to the sun. I'm going to kick back and lay in the sun for about about a year and come back Superman
come
Prime.
Is
that again,
back.
Bro? Shoot,
yes,
man,
sir.
Y'all young heads, y'all got it, man. Y'all doing a bang up job over there. What the hell? After they did, after the snap, the Thanos snap, they did over there.
Yeah,
but it is what it is.
Yeah. So the title, from my understanding, is about love, correct?
Yes, sir. You gonna go in on love? Only thing that we ask is that you do no erotica. I know that you're not known for that, but that's something that we've been pushing out there. No erotica. All right. Well, I'm gonna let sweet. I'm gonna let Sister Gina go ahead and get you out there and do your thing, brother. Kill them, dude.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we have an amazing poet to be the anchor of our show this evening who has fallen asleep. You may not know him because you don't frequent Clubhouse like Jay and I do, but every now and then we get these treats where Clubhouse crosses over to Epiphany. So on this evening at the Just Jay and Gina Show, I want to welcome for the first time, Wisdom Kai, Mike Jordan.
Thank you, Super. Appreciate it. So I call this piece Love for Everybody. So normally I don't have a topic, but since y'all good people have a topic, I got to go with the road. Nowadays we say that we love each other. I want you to understand what the word love means. Love have no coincidence, no hemogen with it. For the example was already set before us by G.O.D., so why are we making it hard than what it really is? It's time for us to open up some reality and start living in make-believe. Open up our eyes to see and our ears to hear. Why are we so determined to live in fear when he didn't give us the spirit of fear but peace, love, and sound of mind? So a love like that, how can we constantly decline? We take each other's lives with no surprise. I want to encourage each other, we got to do better. You looking at me, rolling your eyes and saying, man, whatever. How you feel and think matters to me. You got to use your voice, stand up, and be what he calling you to be as we. That means W-E. I know you know how to spell. I know you know how to count. A-B-C, 1, 2, 3. Let him in your heart. Our heart. Because of him, we'll never fall apart. For he's the way, the truth, and the life. Yeah, the truth hurt, and sometimes it do cut just like a knife. It never feels good, but it will work out for our good. We can spread it to the north, the south, the east, and the west, even in the suburbs, even in the hood. That's how it's supposed to be. That's why he created the word F-R-E-E. So what more can I say? He is the truth and the way. It's not about me, not about we. It's all about he. We got to be so following the instructions that he laid out before us. There's no need to break bread for us and cuss. Kick all that pride to the side. I promise you, with him within us, we can ride. For pride takes us down quicker than we think. It's not about what we feel. He already has made the deal. So how can we make a deal within the deal inside in ourselves? Us plus us equals death. Him plus us equals life abundantly. I promise you, because of him, we have life more abundantly satisfied. Satisfaction guaranteed. So I asked us, what more do we need? You hear what I said? What more do we need? It's not hard to comprehend. It's not hard to understand. That's why he gave his life for mankind. You know, and I know, we know that I ain't lying. I'm not here to judge, but to build us up. It's so simple. I drink my soda called 7-Up and eat a honey bun if you want to while sitting on the porch. Yeah. If you really listen to Satan, he is a rogue. For he come to steal, cheat, and destroy. If you think he's your boy, I suggest again you open up your eyes. He's not your boy. So don't listen to his lies. Only listen to the truth. It's only in God that we always can live life to the moose. And that's that peace, wisdom, speaks. Poem.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you do when you find out you got the last spot. You only get one at bat. You swung for the fence. I salute that. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent piece.
Bro, what inspired this piece right here?
To be honest, King, how we're being treated, what has been to us as a people, not just black people, but us as a people in general, and the way we're doing each other mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. A lot of times we allow pride to get the best of us. And, you know, I really, majority of the times, Jenna know me, I don't write pieces down. And so as I was listening to everybody, I didn't write that down. I really just spoke from the heart. And I just hope, I really hope that it really helped us, even in the midst of us going through our situations. And that's what really inspired me to do that particular piece.
Gina, what do you have for?
I like that, and I feel it too. Yeah, a lot of times when somebody who's always going off the dome talks to somebody else that always goes off the dome, our conversations will sound like poetry. And I'd be like, oh, that wasn't even a piece, but I like it. This is one of those pieces that you didn't write it, but you gave it from that inside of you. It's not just your heart. It's where your heart and your mind and your hand and your pen combine, and then you open your mouth and your truth comes out. And that love and that understanding and that freedom is what we all need as people. We need to be able to hold on to ourselves. We need to be able to look forward to better than what we're going through now. We need to know that there's a way. When you think that there's no way, there's always a way, and it's going to work, and you'll be okay. And, it was refreshing. And I'm glad that you stuck around and that you told me you couldn't get in so I could call you, because I would have missed that, and it was a necessity. And thank you so much. We're ending it, and it's late, depending on where you are, almost Sunday morning. Please, ladies and gentlemen, before you go to bed, change those clocks, let them fall back. Daylight savings time starts at midnight. I probably won't be able to see it, so I'm going to change my clocks as soon as I get off with y'all. But I just wanted to remind you that just like wisdom, you reminded us to be better humans, and I love that.
Appreciate you, sis. I'm here for y'all. Y'all need me. I'm here. However I can help, however I can build, your boy here.
Sweet.
Excellent piece, man. This piece, the pride aspect of it, for me, that's what it was, because it reminds me so much. I grew up on Jimmy Cliff, y'all, so it reminds me so much of Foolish Pride, a song that Jimmy Cliff did. And I mean, just the fact that foolish pride is selfishness. It's self-indulgence. It'll leave you empty inside. I remember a line from it was, can lead your heart astray, suffer you, wake you up, and make you cry. And, bro, you may not have said those words, but I felt that. I felt that. I know one of your lines were, pride takes us down faster than we think. I love the piece, bro. Thank you.
Thank you, King. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Well, I'll tell you what. There's some people here, but we don't have any hands up. But I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm just going to start playing some tracks from the different poets. So just we can sit back and do it tea house style and just vibe in our own little areas and our own little spaces. If you have a little drink with you, you know, set it back, chill. And we're about to go ahead and get into this right like grown folks time. So we're just going to play some poetry until it's over with. Gina.
Let's go.
How that sound to you, lady?
I'm excited. Like I said, let's go. You say less. You know you had me at Play Some Old Tracks.
Oh, no. She's trying to slide out of here, ain't she free?
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, these brothers of mine.
She agreed too quick, Fred. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What you said twice. Dead out.
I'm never agreeing. You're right. No, but honestly,
not that
we've
way.
Heard some great stuff. There are poets still listening. Zanisa loved everything that she heard. She enjoyed the poetry and the vibe. I'm trying to see who else. Clarence said thank you for having him yet again. It was beautiful. And he loves the format, the concept to him. It never occurred to him. I don't even know how it came to us, but I'm glad that we did it because I see that it is necessary. There's a place for this, and I like it. So let's get it going. I mean, we got free. We can do this.
We can do this.
All
right.
Let's do this.
Since we can do it. Let's do this. All right. Let's go ahead and get some tracks going then. Hold on a minute, y'all. Oh, yeah, by the way, if y'all did not, as of 3 minutes ago, call in, y'all not even hear what I'm saying anyway. It is 10:03 Central, 11:03 Eastern. Yeah, if y'all not hearing this, it's because y'all did not call when I told y'all 23 minutes before the hour. What would happen to you? But she said, thank you for coming out, but go wherever you're going to go. Get out of here. All right. I got to play this one right here first.
Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. You ever think of this?
Oh, no, not yet.
Lover, let me adore you. I want to declare my love for you to the universe. Let me call your name to the sun and stars. Let me scream my devotion to the ocean's depths, to the earth's molten core. Why should any corner of the cosmos be denied your radiance? Let the galaxies themselves crave your divine embrace as I do. United, we were intoxicated on verse. I want to caress you like the wild seas wave on the sandy shore, endlessly, endlessly. Pulling back some small grain of you to myself with each retreat until our atoms dance intertwined, the electric nuclear tango of fusion. Let me be your satellite, your moon, circling slowly around the edge of your magnificence, you always in my gaze and I caught in the gravitational pull of tantric longing, wanting, dizzy with desire for your presence, consume me as the candle's flame in the air as it lights absorbs the darkness till our essences are one. Devoted, admiration, I need no altar to kneel upon because you are my mantra and my reason. No question where my devotion resides. It's here within the monochromatic moments, the starving artistic mouth whispers your name. Tears of joy rain upon fragrant flower petals, and vespers within the evening breeze that douse the flames of two hearts at war. Because, my darling, you are my Mecca, and I, your pilgrim.
I was going to let that go ahead and go by. I couldn't let that go by. That was nice.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah, Boo know her thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, Boo runs have gotten dangerous.
I left a message in the group chat over at Epiphany so that they would know that that's our sleeping poetess, Boo from Clubhouse. She bodied that. I am so glad you had a track of hers to play. Hate you didn't hear it, but if she goes to the archives, she'll know it'll be when the show went to overtime.
Man, that last line, though. You are my Mecca, and I am your program. Come on, bro.
No.
Yeah.
She was going ill like that all the way through it, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're gonna, I'm going to have to get some more tracks from Boo, some more MP3s, just to go ahead and play them. That's good switch-ups, too. All right, I'm about to move on to this next person, y'all. We just keep it brief on the commentary, and then we keep it moving.
So what's so special about a leap as opposed to a jump? If you jump, to me, usually begins and ends in the same place. A jump is up and down, leaving you exactly where you stand. But to take a leap is to go beyond. Not just above, but ahead, to reach, to step out on a ledge, the boundaries and limits of your own comfort zone. The leap is to transcend the place you stand. So, take a leap with me for a moment. See, I believe love is that which decorates the soul with flowers of compassion. An affection that extends beyond infatuation, dreams, or imagination. A conundrum of emotions. With purpose and passion, love is an action, an idea, seldom seen, rarely felt, but often spoken. Is vision vast with insights of life like a glimpse into wisdom, sacred and precious, fragile as a whisper, bold, strong, but tender. Love is an anchor. Keeps us grounded. A lighthouse warm and bright enough to guide us. It is that thing that keeps us submerged and surrounded in seas of poetic sentiments, like a peek at heaven's evidence with the deep reverence of romantic elements and epic elegance. Love is delicate and still, it actually manages to infiltrate, pierce, and penetrate hearts in the righteous conquest to not just conquer, or quench the thirst of life's long-lasting yearn, urge, and dying request. So no, it isn't fearless, but courageous. Cautious, yet careless, reckless, contagious, intelligent, and senseless, love is timeless. It is unpredictable, vulnerable, but capable of being unbreakable, so much so that it exists in the hearts of those who does dare demand a defined dance at chance and leap, only to fall, knowing you'll fall, willingly fall, risking it all to once again find ourselves, we fall. In synchronized vibrations of two individuals, you and I, he and she, we fall to create a world of our own. We fall, realizing that redefining life is as refreshing as drops of rain accompanied by dew on rose petals, colors of heaven's hues. We fall to listen to the voice of love, the voice of truth. To hear it speak the universal language that is ancient as waters held in reservoirs of hope, longing to fall from eyes like tears of joy that gently jolts the soul with sentimental melodies and memories of what is naturally meant to be, love. Significantly incredible, sensationally pure and beautiful. So when you do hear its voice echo the halls of your temple like songs of romantic antidotes, consider it a blessing. When you do find and see yourself as its reflection, remember, there must be a reason. When you do finally feel its familiar embracing essence, as comfortably enticing as it is to stand in awe basking in its presence, the key is to look deep within, not only reach, but fall. Fall in love. Grab hold and never let go. But in order for that to happen, you've got to be willing to leap.
Oh, we frequency, I heard you. I heard you. Hey, bro, let me go ahead. A leap to break the limit of your own comfort zone. Love decorates the soul with dreams and passions in action. Visions give glimpses into wisdom. Love is an anchor. Yeah. That thing that keeps us immersed like it is delicate. Love is a righteous conquest, not a conquer. Love exists in the hearts of those that leap, willingly fall, he and I, he and she, dew of rose petals, heavenly hugs, held in reservoirs of hope. Love is sensationally beautiful. When you find and see yourself in its reflection, basking in its presence, fall in love, grab hold, and never let go. Bro.
Yes, sir.
I normally can't track you. Only because it's fast. Like, damn it, he did it again. Foiled again. I was able to track you this time. Gina, what did you think of that piece there?
I have to agree with you. I can't believe you pulled that much out.
I write.
I write as well, but I don't think that I comprehend as quickly as I speak. So I was like in a delay, and then I caught up to myself and was like, damn, that was dope. So I thought that I could hold on to it. He got to the next one, and I was thinking, never mind, that's gone. Now this one. Now I got to go do it again. So I love the, you should see the aerobatics that I'm doing in my own mind, listening to you frequency, but you also need to understand, like I said before, when you hear a piece like that, you want somebody to pen a piece like that for you. That's beauty in and of itself. That's like when a person, if I needed a handbook that would teach me how to love, it would be full of love poems. Mm. That would be one of them.
Mm.
Damn.
Appreciate
that's
you.
How you love. You do that. Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
I love mm-hmm. that. Yeah, it's one of those things. Like I'm just gonna say it now. You know, you can be embarrassed if you want, but true story, it was excellent. And wow, I wasn't ready.
Oh man, appreciate y'all. Thank you, man.
What is that piece about? I was hearing some spiritual connotations in there. I was hearing some physical relationship connotations in there. I was hearing some projection in there. What's going on in there, bro?
Oh, man, it's a whole lot of my belief in there, in that piece. The piece was actually written
for... Was it a spiritual piece?
Huh?
Is it a spiritual piece?
It has to be. It's not just one thing. You know what I mean? It's spiritual. It's physical. It's everything love is. I mean, you know. Matter of fact, I think in the piece I said it's a conundrum of emotions with purpose and passion. So it's not just it can't just be one thing. You know, so many different aspects and emotions that go with love. But the piece was written because my uncle recently was getting married and, asked me to write a piece to do for him for their wedding.
Mm.
And so, you know,
are they religious people?
What is love? Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I was hearing some things that I've been on the fence about and him hawing about. I'm like, frequency, why are you speaking to me like this in this manner? But it had to do with your uncle. I was like, oh, he ain't picking on me.
yeah, man. This was my this was for my uncle and my new aunt. So, yeah, man, I asked myself, what is love, you know, and I went from there. And, you know, it's hard to write. One of the things I hate the most is when someone asks you to just write something. If you give me a prompt and write this about this, and you know what I mean? I could do that.
At least you got some breadcrumbs.
Yo, then it's like, man, all right, so where am I going with this? How am I going to do this? You know, But that's what I came up with, which is truth for me, you know. So I had to put myself in it, of course. So,
yeah. All right. What's the name of that piece right there?
Hey, bro, you know I recently just started giving my pieces names and title, but this one is this. I don't have a title for this. I already have a piece titled Leap, so I don't know. Maybe I might change the other one and title this one Leap. Seems fitting. Or the Leap of Love, I don't know.
Oh, that's good. Now, don't knock it. Now, don't play with it. You put it out there.
That's the one. The Leap of Love.
No. Whatever one you put out there. Whatever you do, I think we'll support it. Ain't like somebody like, you know what? I heard that poem without no name, and it sounds much better.
That's really why I stopped naming pieces. When I was like 17, maybe, I wrote a piece, and my older sister read it, and she was like, it's nice. And I told her the title of it, and she was like, whoa, that's not what I was like, wait. Maybe me titling these pieces and naming them, putting a cap on it, but, you know.
You never can tell with those type of things, and your friends ain't going to tell you either.
Nah.
But go ahead and name that piece, man. All right. Let's get over into the next track. And since this next piece is not going to be free, I suspect we not go as long as we did last time. All right. Let's see what we got going here. Freaky bone popping up.
This is not an erotic piece. Rather, it is one about falling into a no-landing zone, about how they keep on falling. See, this is a poem serving as truth serum, reminiscing of an event, the encounter and experience as a result of the efforts of his endeavor that took place all within a single embrace. That shook dried ink from each page as words became wet by their stage presence. As they looked upon each other as more than entertainment, he saw energy that needed containment. So he booked her schedule with his time, his mind, his body, and his brilliance. But see, not his spirit. But A, it's okay because she's the most important. She'd be number one if home wasn't in front of box office. He gives her all the benefits of connection, love and affection, sensual touches and caresses. He longs to pull her hair, so she lets him. He admires her curves, her size, her thighs, singing, her body's on fleek. His scores are record highs and down lows via FaceTime, winning taste tests. Hunger Games, as she nourishes him, he places wings upon her to soar. He is strength upon cotton sheets and backdrops of four pillows. And each time he tastes her, lifts her, or gifts her to himself, she rubs his chest, trying to, but she can't deny the connection like cotton to felt. No necklace or embellishment. In nude, they each know the other is cut from a different cloth. No longer under wraps, he's packing heat as her softness is the fabric wrapping his heart. And with each breath, he knows a poet is about to start authoring him into a new piece, filling his heartbeat, gazing into his eyes as her hair drapes over him. Chemistry lab and class between her thighs. Temps so hot they can no longer rise as she's rubbing his head and kissing his skin. And then she pins a trait of him onto a mental canvas tan with lime green ink as he penetrates her poetry. No desire to just screw with him. She wants to tighten him up like Tennessee sits tightly between eight states. when in reality the only matter lies in the bluegrass, the physical substance, two bodies subdued by sweet morning dew, the performance a culmination of ambition and knowledge. The significance more than energy, grabbing his head, brain power, sweat dripping, a direct result of synergy, proven by titleless positions and authoritative acts that they do to each other as support mechanisms for one another. Super sexy the scene as he sings to her, "Don't leave me alone."
Yeah, that was Gwen C, everybody. But "Don't Leave Me Alone."
She went nuts. Right.
She was skating the hell out of that line. Yeah. Nancy Kerrigan on that line. Oh, man. That was really nice. I think Gwen C is in the building, too. Gwen C, that was very nice. The balance that you used, it kept the teenage me involved, and it kept the adult me involved at the same time. That's not easy to do. Normally, I go ahead and run to the other one when one is feeling a certain way. But that piece didn't allow for that. Thank you.
I love the fact that it was like one complimenting the other. He had this line. He saw the energy that needed containing, so he made time for her. She nourishes him. This was well written. Very, very well written. And delivered.
Yeah. What do you think about it, Gina?
I've been a fan of Gwen C since the first time I heard her. I think that there's a lot of passion in her poetry, a lot of different dimensions, and her delivery is always different. She has lots of styles and lots of genres. So depending on the piece, that's, I feel like, the cadence that you're going to get, or the quirkiness, or the funniness, or the seriousness, or the truth you're going to get all the time. And that doesn't change. But the other things they do, and I think a lot of that comes from her diversity and her friends and her life and her travels. You meet different people and you pick up different things. And a lot of times people don't say, you know, "I like the way that sounds when you say it," or I like your intention behind what you said. But when we're poets, we listen to poetry, and so I also often listen to it like a conversation. And I felt like if she were having a conversation with me about that situation that she had with him, I would get it too. Like, I would be nodding my head and say, "Mm-hmm, girl, me too. You right. That's what she," you know what I mean? Like, we could have five
right,
over
sister
it.
China.
Yeah, we would have a sister girl moment. Well, yeah, it's a good thing, though. And that comes from her delivery. You know, what she's saying, sometimes the topic might be a little heavy. Sometimes the topic might be lighter, but it's all in the delivery, and she is well-versed to that. So, yeah, once again, bravo. Made some good selections, Jay. Let's go.
They did. I don't know nothing about these people and their selections. These people did that. All right, let's go ahead and see what we got.
So you had to make some selections, so some of that is on you.
Okay, I'll take that.
Hey, I've been out here snapping my mic like we on Clubhouse, agreeing with you.
Come back, freak.
Oh, man, I'm back. But not, nah, man, one last thing about this piece.
But he back.
Yo, What I think wrapped this piece up for me is this bar and a half that she dropped, which was basically they're both support mechanisms for each other. And I think that wrapped the whole piece up for me. It's like, yeah.
There was a lot of realism in that, too.
It wasn't like I said, it appealed to both sides of me. It appealed to the kid who likes to hear certain terminology and the rest of that, and the grown man who has to sit there and then take the medicine. It kept all facets of me engaged at Quincy. Nice piece, lady. All right, we're about to go ahead and get with the next person up to bat. This right here is Danielle La Pearl La Negra, Black Love.
I want so bad to smell the smell only our body chemistry emits. That brown skin mixture is heaven's magic. Love language through our eyes, because we just knew without speaking that nothing need be said. I want my evermore to be my forevermore, forever. Yes, holding hands and nights of just kissing all night. I learn what you teach as we teach we, because we're all that be in this. This black love and how we understand the imperative importance of the continuation of us. I don't just want to be in black love. I want him, we, us, of it, because black love is like a spell of enchantment from a glowing star in far southern skies. Black love is family, loving everything African about each other and ethnicity, allowing each other to be ourselves, sexually giving each other what we need and want, morally supporting each other's gifts and dreams, romantically showing the love we have through dating like it's a new relationship, and lastly, accepting each other's past as well as to come, unconditionally. That's how bad I want to be in black love. That's how bad.
Y'all, that was La Pearl La Negra with Black Love. What's y'all thoughts on that? Also, I would like to welcome Mama Donna to the floor. I'm going to have to remember this telephone number, Mama Donna. Welcome in.
All right. You unmuted me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't hear the unmute. Unmute? Okay. Oh, I love that. I've been listening and I'm loving all the tracks that have played, you know. Everybody is so unique in their poetry, and they all touch you in different ways, you know. I love this about black love. You know, sometimes when you see it written in the different social medias and stuff like that, then you have people challenge you, why is it black love? How come you just can't be love? Because black love is unique. Because we have to fight to get to that love. You know, because we have so many obstacles, and then when we find that person, when we get that person, we hold on to that person. That love is strengthens us. It keeps us together. No matter whatever we go through, we're going to go through it together. Because we know where we're coming from, and we know where we want to go through, and we know that we can do that with that person that we chose to love. So black love is unique. There's no love like black love. Because when we love hard. And I felt that in that.
Well, I think you'd have managed to slip another piece in on this too, Mama Donna. You might want to clip this out tomorrow and count this as a piece. That was beautiful commentary.
I know it almost sounds like I did some poetry, didn't I?
You freestyled. I think you just did your first freestyle. Well, not your first. Well, you know, your first unconscious freestyle. Sweet.
Well, yeah, that was my first freestyle, consciously or unconsciously, okay?
Right. You was awake for it this time, though. any other feedback for this piece right here? Black Love by La Perla Negra. Danielle.
Yeah, man. I loved what I heard in this piece was the building of each other, the accepting of each other that leads to the accepting of ourselves, the understanding of each other that leads to how the piece was started. I think somewhere early on in the piece you said the love, when we speak the love languages, the unspoken love language through the eyes, something to that effect. Yeah, man, I loved it. It's and the instrumental was beautiful with it. It was kind of like building up. I don't know if I'm the only one who heard it, you know. But for me, it was like building up, and then when that bass kicked in, that harmony it had, I was just rolling with it, and it was like elevation, which is black love. You know what I mean? So I loved it. I'm going to have to listen. I got to come back and listen to quite a few of these pieces again, man.
Yeah, you might just want to just go ahead and take the whole show in again, Free, instead of trying to parcel it out to yourself.
Right.
Yeah, I like the balance on it. Back in the day, we used to always hear music where people didn't mind putting their heart out there. Now when people speak about love, they try to make sure they don't have themselves in a vulnerable position of actually looking like having lost their love or wanting love in a way that nowadays is considered, oh, you shouldn't want love like that. If you want love like that, then love's going to treat you bad. It didn't have those limiters on it. And that's one thing I normally listen for when I'm listening to love poetry, on how are you guarding yourself as you're doing your love poetry. And she left herself wide open. It was beautiful. All right, if we have no other further feedback, we can slide on to the next piece.
Yeah,
by the way, Mama Donna, you have complete
black love and overkill. It was beautiful, though.
Mama Donna, you have control of your microphone over there, too. It's kind of confusing with the telephone thing, as you probably already know. Yes, ma'am. This is the next piece. It's by Lisa Lips. It's called Pink Horizons.
Good morning. It's another brand new day with you on my mind. I'm remembering our days in the sun when all that mattered in the world was you, me, and how it felt when your skin fused itself to mine. Those times when we could never get enough of each other, and taking chances on trying anything wasn't even a thought, 'cause we just had this need to touch, taste, smell, indulge in each other. When the idea of saying no to anything you wanted from me was foreign, because you were my sun, moon, and stars. And to deny you was denying my very soul. We were insatiably designed, completely fulfilled, yet constantly yearning for more. I was the nucleus to your every cell, and kinetic energy fueled us. Remember that morning? You know, after that night when we fell asleep on the sand, we woke up to the sounds of waves gently licking the shore. They beckoned us. So, in the sun glow of a pink horizon, you began to kiss me. Deep, passionate tongue lashings that rekindled the fires from the night before. I just remember feeling the heat of your mouth as you traversed my body, down my neck, across my collarbone, down my cleavage to my belly, nibbling my fupa just before you dived in to your favorite breakfast. Kissing her as gently as the prince who awakened Sleeping Beauty. I remember probing fingers and sucking sounds as the ocean waters rushed over my feet, and feeling my tide rise to meet it. I gushed onto your face from how delicious you felt. You latched onto me as if I were giving your soul sustenance. And maybe I was, because you left not long after that. So all I have now are memories, because you've gone into the ether. I always knew one so beautiful couldn't exist in this world for long. Now you're my angel, guarding my heart. And I know that with every pink horizon, you're there on the other side, till the day when time joins us again. But until then, remember, to the end of my days, I will always, always love you. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Some more of that old throwback love right there. Just throw it back in wherever it lands. Oh, man. That was really nice. The melody on it, too, kind of had you feeling like you're at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. I was seeing sunsets. I was getting all type of imagery from what she was doing.
I could almost smell the ocean spray. I could almost feel the waves and the wet sand. You know, it was so vivid. Literally, she described it to a tee, and the sexy parts were necessary, because now that the love is over and lost, sometimes all you have is memories. But when they're beautiful like that, you should hold on to them.
I thought it was to go ahead, burn the ships and everything else along with it. But some of the things you can hold on to.
Yes.
Oh, sweet,
sweet.
He did it fondly. I mean, I see it can be done. I'm not saying I'm about that life, but yeah. You know me.
Oh, man. Any other feedback for the piece there?
Very elegant.
Yeah, I was just sitting back. They're talking on mute.
I know both of them up there clamoring.
No.
Go ahead, Mama.
No, I wasn't talking on mute. I came to take off mute. I love that. It felt so relaxing. It put you in the mood. It was like an ear orgasm. You feel your eargasm. You know, it was really pleasant to the ear. Yes.
Yeah, I
got to
clean my ears out, too.
Yeah, you know.
You just made up a word.
And
everybody knew what it meant.
Yes, and it put you in a nice, pleasant place, you know. And it evoked memories, you know, of past love, you know, and ones that have gone on. And that you're still feeling connected to that person, even if they're no longer there, because that love was that strong. So, yeah, I loved and I appreciated that. The music, her voice, her cadence, all of it just relaxed me. I was just like, I almost fell asleep because, you know, I was getting comfortable there.
I was too, Mama Dallas. Okay. All right. Let's see what else we have in the chamber here. We still have a pretty nice contingency hanging out with us. We appreciate y'all hanging out with us, too.
Yeah, I want to shout out Paul Cram and the listening party that stopped playing dominoes long enough to vibe out.
Sweet. Paul Cram got a piece in here that we are getting around to shortly. As a matter of fact, shortly has come now.
Healing time. Behind that beautiful smile, I can see. I can see the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past. The scar. The scars that was left by the emotional assailant, which still generated hurt to the heart's nerve endings, has in some form or fashion affected your everyday living. Unhealed wounds that became infected with mistrust and bitterness has undoubtedly pushed away men that claim they can heal all of your sadness with the right bedroom stroke and maybe a little bit of money to show off. But your emotional scar tissue has increased the gauge of your visual meter, and you immediately dismiss this poor excuse of a man. So because of your past. Because of your past, you choose to be alone for fear that the next man will pick the scabs off old wounds and make them pour out the tears that you thought you were most definitely over. You walk around with this beautiful, beautiful smile, but with a look of please don't approach me because I'm wounded. Then you'll go home and try to drown yourself in Moscato, only to realize the tears are flowing down your face into the very glass that you're holding. The infected wounds of your feelings send an emotional virus to your brain, making you feel like you do not deserve love and that all your relationship problems were just your fault. On top of that, you're constantly hearing the negative conversations from females that are satisfied with being side chicks. And for some reason, their advice at that particular time appears to be right because these are your friends who are giving you this advice and they would never tell you anything wrong, huh? Yeah, right. But there's gonna come a time when a man will appear in your life and it will seem so random, but I promise you it's God's. This man will be ready to go through the struggle of helping you cover your wounds with an ointment of real love and wrap them in a bandage of security. This man will help ease the pain of your past with 800 milligrams of trust that was prescribed for you directly from the pharmacy of his heart. He will use cotton swabs of sweet whispers to remove the negative words that flowed from happily infected people like your side chick friend. You will notice a change in your everyday living. You will notice that the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past are healing in a way that can only be remembered if you intentionally dug deep into your heart to search for the scar. You feel something that you felt a long time ago, but your heart is no longer familiar with. This something that you're feeling is called love and real happiness. And it is the antidote for the past pain. Now, when you smile, the only thing I can see behind it is us.
ladies and gentlemen, that was Paul Graham. Paul Graham out here healing, y'all. Hey, that was crazy. The name of that poem was called Healing Time. That poem was crazy. I thought he was going to interject himself as the main subject, trying to reach a woman, but he left it open to any random woman, any random man could fit that bill. I thought that would show a high poetic IQ. I think that it would have made it a little bit campy if, you know, he was pouring himself out to that, but he looked at this as an outside observer, and he painted this portrait from there. Paul Graham, this is one of my favorites right here, bro, from you. Like I had said with Freed, this piece right here encompasses what we've been doing tonight, man. Not to say that the other pieces of poetry didn't, but the way that you guys went out on a whole wide range and talked about all those little things that could apply to a lot of different scenarios, and we could plug in and feel those emotions. And I'm going to tell y'all like this. Some of the emotions I had got with this Paul Graham poem was that feeling of hurt and the wonderment of what's the next move and all the rest of that type of stuff. He gave a lot of the mechanics that lead up to that and why that ended up being that way. Really smart poem, man. Any further feedback? Gina.
Loved it a lot. I know it's been sounding like a broken record, but when people understand the assignment, we don't have to say much. I think that healing is something that we all need. Healing is something that we all crave, especially when we feel like we've been hurt or wrong. When our hearts are broken and we don't think we can go on again, we can love again, or that we can have a fairy tale. You know, sometimes you just have to heal and then you can move forward. And a lot of people don't give themselves time in between relationships. I know a couple of people that bounce from person to person. I used to be one of those persons. And when I was doing that, I realized I wasn't happy because I'd never healed from the initial breakup. So the next relationship was doomed. And his piece spoke to that, and that's important. That's a life lesson that everyone needs, no matter where they are in love now, or even if they're not looking for love or they're single. You need to be healed.
Excellent piece, man.
It's a journey. Go ahead, y'all.
Go ahead, Mama Donna.
Go ahead, Free. Go ahead, Free.
Oh, now you got it, Mama Donna.
Healing is a journey, and that piece took me on a journey. You can go long periods of time in between relationships and still not heal because you don't put the work in. You become stagnant. And to point out the things that you need to work on to get to a better place is always an important thing. I haven't been in a relationship in a long time, but I just recently started to heal from the pain of the last relationship I was in. So length of time between relationships does not mean you've healed. It just means you sometimes become stagnant. And that was a blueprint on how to start healing and getting to a better place. That's why I joined about that piece. Thank you.
Free.
Yeah, man, this was well crafted. Definitely was a journey. You know, as he's spitting the piece, I'm like, I know her. I know him. You know, it was such detailed, poetic portrait of love and the heartbreaks of love, right? It's like, and the beautiful thing about it is, even when he's talking about the lady, you don't have to be a lady to understand and, you know, put yourself in that shoes to, you know, we've all been there where your friends will be telling you things that's going against what you know. But in that moment, because you're so hurt, you're like, yeah, I don't need her. I don't, you know what I mean? So it's real, man. That was good work. Whew. And like I said, it was, the visuals was crazy because you could see it. When you're talking about the tears falling into the wine glass, bro, come on, man. Yeah, that's dope. that's dope.
Yeah, she had a taste for that old Moscato.
Right.
That was dope. That was dope. Appreciate you there, Paul Crown. The Blog Talk lady will be cutting us off in about 7 minutes. Gina, how are you feeling over there? You good? Gina with a G.
Politicking over.
All right.
I'm doing good. The topic, love and heartbreak, I don't think we got as much heartbreak as we did love, but I think that it balanced, if that makes sense. Because sometimes the love part is better, and the heartbreaks are rare, far and in between. When it hurts, it hurts. But when it's good, it feels good. And I love how people embrace that more than anything because, you know, me, I choose violence. But I'm trying not to. And the fact that I'm growing up, trying to walk away from violence, this is a good thing.
I'm a big kid now.
Hey.
Yeah.
Might even end up being a role model, but yeah.
Right, you still got a role model up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait till we do our next one on love. The next is going to be on love, too, y'all. Do you want to do a piece before we get out of here, Gina? How you feeling?
I mean, I could, but nah.
All right, cool. I'm going to go ahead and get one piece in, and I'm going to go ahead and play a piece as we are leaving up out of here. We have, like, a total of 6 minutes.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's make it happen, y'all. It's been wonderful, fabulous. I love y'all and appreciate all of this, the poetry, the tracks, the listeners, the callers, Epiphany family, Small House family.
Oh, we're going to have an event where we have the whole Small House family over there. And we all just going to sit down and go in.
Yes. Did I say it was time? Don't forget. Gina said change your clocks. Follow back 1 hour.
All right. Hand me the mic so I can go ahead and get it.
Thirsty. Sorry, I had to drink out of my water. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a honor and a pleasure to be here alongside my partner in poetry, Mr. Just Jay. This is the Just Jay and Gina Show. It's going to wrap up with him and another track, and then we just thank you all for being here with us Saturday night. Jay, the mic is yours.
Appreciate you, sis. Where is that place when love, like autumn leaves, crunch and go, like a wind blown out of a breeze, where has it gone? I think love went this way. Even when love grew cold, she did not allow me to freeze. Because even love that is cold can still have life. From the air breathe, when this wind is shivered, shared by two bodies stiff, rubbing like bricks. The grit, the chattering, each teach, as lips spew steam like Campbell's soup dream. Having you here is good. Too diligently searching each other's person, absorbing every swatch of warmth, causing more shaking, but the blankets insulating as we hollow out our forms into the sheets. Glowing like coals, two energies at top efficiency, intertwined and woven. If love is an action word, is there a greater love than this? As sleep starts to bray, its nocturnal bray, two sticks well rubbed and rattled, now smolder as embers under the cover, knees bent, backs arched, all limbs pulled into a shared center as two stay warm. We appreciate you guys coming out here on this night to Epiphany, to listen to us, and to listen to us, listen to y'all. That was the best part about it. We're going to start getting poetry out here how it should be. And we're going to stop waiting for somebody else to go ahead and come about that's going to take our poetry and make us into something that we need to be, something that we know that all of us can achieve and the rest of that. We're going to start taking charge of this stuff for ourselves. Part of that will be assessing value. It will be assessing value to what we do. I think tonight we assess the value of love. And I'm looking forward to doing this again. All right, you guys take care now. I'm going to go ahead and end it off with Gwen C. In line.
Our talks are blow-ups, as in conversations that leave traces of debris. Our walks are races as I try to keep up with your pace. If your feet could defy gravity, would you and I be? My energy takes zero seats in fear of you experiencing and enjoying skipping to a new beat. Our love is liquid as in it's already been gained from. Greed, shame us. Our entire portfolio of teamwork and love investment has subconsciously been liquidated. All of our assets, which have led to our anger toward each other, is our motivation. Internally, as frustration creates fire because we get pissed. And then our thin line shows. And our thin line is between love and spite. We live for love one moment, and the next we do wrong, believing that two of them might make one fucked up right. Our sacrifice is good hurting. Arrogantly, we wager collateral items in certainty that we will forever be. And from each other, we drain profits. You've consistently stolen my knowledge, and I take accountability because I love the makeup, which is why I falsely bought it. And we take impending news and we mask any bruise and we highlight the perfections of I do's in times of lingerie and when you lead the way because our comfort is sought in closure, occurring in moments heated when clothes have been removed and we are two individuals bare, but from us warmth exudes and when I move slowly, after tiny beads of sweat have fallen from you unto me, we are proven greater than gravity, chemistry, and all theories, even the Big Bang, because what hangs and what we reach for and touch, what's between us is more than lust. It's the epitome of the world versus us, the burden abrasively wearing on us with no bearing upon our love, because we are love, life, poetry, words, writings, paintings, art, acceptance, and irrelevance. And realistically, our greatest is coming.